Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, CJ, and Bubble Boy also in the studio. And, you know, it's Scuba Radio Shark Week therapy this week. You know, after a week of being abused, and I speak for the sharks, I am kind of a shark ambassador. I you know,
you
as a diver.
Axe.
What's that?
You are the Shorax. You speak for the sharks.
True. In a way, I'm kind of small and furry
you
that way.
You kind of look like Danny DeVito.
And
if he had a bad week.
You know, but I'm not alone as a diver. You know, once you get certified as a scuba diver, you have a tendency to kind of just go into that mode of protecting what you love to see underwater. And sharks definitely come into that category, I would say probably for 99% of the people.
Yeah.
That especially get into diving beyond just a, you know, resort course. If you get into it for, you know, and you start really enjoying it and making it, getting into the lifestyle of diving, if you just jump in and try it, you might still be terrified of sharks. But most people get over that fear the first time they see one underwater and they start to go, wait, okay, it's not going to eat me.
Take me, for example.
Okay.
I don't give a crap about the rest of the world at all, any other animals, but don't mess with sharks.
Yes. You know, the thing is, they got such a bad rap as it is. They don't need any more bad publicity. And they've been trying to recover from the Jaws mentality for years. And now, you know, Shark Week comes along. And in the beginning of when they were doing this, it was like, okay, you know, there's some bad, but there's some good stuff people are learning. They're learning to, you know, wearing their shark shirts and starting to get into the environmental protection of shark species around the world and starting to understand their plight. Around the world, whether it's shark fin soup.
You're probably more likely to get attacked by a penguin.
Absolutely. Actually, cows kill more people than sharks do every year. Did you hear that one, Bill?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet, so it has to be true.
Exactly. So,
hey, man, what's your beef with cows?
He hates Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, don't get me started. Well, we were thinking about ways to combat this. And maybe next year, instead of the Wrath of Submarine, they do the premiere of Sharknado 3.
Or Octopus
Week.
Where the
shark actually, you know, is animated and becomes intelligent and starts talking like one of the characters from Cars.
Or Finding Nemo.
Yeah. And we have the perfect voiceover talent. It would be Jerry the Diver Guy. Could be the guy. Jerry, you're with us right now on Scuba Radio. What do you think?
What's going on?
See, that's how he started. When the shark's flying through the air and he's about to be chainsawed in half by the leading character, that's what his catchphrase would be. Instead of get her done, What's that?
I don't want to go to the movies now. Sharknado's done scared me.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, just when you thought it was safe to go back to the movies. And actually, it's never been on in the movies, has it? Sharknado, it's always been on Sci-Fi, I guess, hasn't it? Oh, they probably have a
Is that the next movie theater?
No, that's a thing called TV, Jerry. See, Jerry lives in the mountains in Virginia, so you know he's kind of old school. And but that's good. He hasn't been, you know, taken over by the Hollywood machine yet. And see, we could recruit him into our world here and help him, you know, get a little good PR for the sharks. I don't know. You saw some of Shark Week though, or at least aware of it, right, Jerry? Even where you're at, it got to you, didn't it?
That Discovery Channel thing of Crap Week.
Crap Week, yes.
I like it.
Yeah. That was pretty. So I guess we put you in a not a fan category. Is that what you're trying to say, maybe?
You know, I've been watching this show since, what, late 80s, early 90s. And,
yeah.
And you go from education to awareness and trying to help to this crap that they put on the last 2-3 years. It's just been miserable.
It's just annoying,
miserable
isn't
week.
It? Yeah, miserable week. Yeah, well, you were telling me when we were talking about this later in the week that you had watched, what was it, someone Nat Geo or something? Were they doing Shark Fest or something or what? What were you telling me about that?
Yeah, Nat Geo was doing a Shark Fest, which some of their older shark shows that they've done, and mm-hmm. you know, more interesting than the submarine or Megalodon or whatever. But,
or the Harbor Master, you know, or... Yeah, there's supposedly a 20-foot great hammerhead called the Harbor Master off the coast of Bimini, which is a bunch of bunk. And I guess it's called the Harbor Master in Bimini, and in South Florida they called it the... Oh, crap. What was it?
The old crap one?
Yes, yeah, that's what it, I think that's what it was.
Greg, I hear tell of whispered tales.
Yeah.
Of the giant dinghy.
The giant dinghy, really.
The dinghy
thingy. Yes, you know.
Okay, you keep your pillow talk between you and yours to yourself there.
So. Look out.
Dork NATO.
All right, well, here's another element to this thing. Some of the
Nat Geo stuff is good.
Yeah, that
I was watching that today.
It's a little more legit, right?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And but let me tell you something about Shark Week as well as what the Discovery Channel producers do. I know for a fact, because a lot of the people I know from the dive industry that do these shark dives and help them get some of the footage they need for Shark Week every year, they're not happy either, because what's happening is the producers from Discovery for some of these shows are coming in to these dive operators, chartering their boat for a couple days, bringing in one of the local shark experts for an interview, and they're not telling them what the real focus of the show is going to be. Now, I bring up that 20-foot hammerhead story about the Harbor Master off the coast of Bimini, which is just like submarine, by the way. It's one of those legendary rumored sharks that probably never existed in the first place, where, you know, a fisherman saw it and it was probably about 12 feet or 14 feet. And by the time he told the story 2 or 3 times, it expanded out to over 20. And anyway, they interview some of the shark experts with the idea that they're going to talk about what they've done with shark conservation, working with this species or that species, have no idea that the show they're being interviewed is about a mythical shark that they don't even believe exists either. So they got the wool pulled over their eyes and aren't very happy as well. So, you know, even the shark scientists and the people that the Discovery Channel are going to, when they're actually trying to put up an expert there that actually is a real shark, you know, shark person, are feeling they've been duped. So, I don't know, what do you call that? Like ambush journalism, or no, it's I don't know. It's like TMZ of shark shows.
Well, no, because it's not. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get them to say something they can take out of context.
Exactly.
And
right.
Use differently than it was
that's
intended.
Exactly right.
And that is no type of journalism.
Oh, okay. Wait,
that is
point.
Not TMZ. That is not ambush journalism.
That's Weekly World News.
It is craptacular is what it is.
Or your local news station.
Crap Week. I kind of like what Jerry coined
Crap
there.
Crap Week.
Yeah, you need to copyright that there, buddy.
Well, yeah, Discovery Channel will beat me out of it somehow or another, but you're exactly right. I mean, they are just exploiting all these dive operators for no reason.
Yeah,
I mean that and the scientists, and it puts a bad rap on the sharks. I mean, they've already got a hard enough time to live. You know, with all these other countries cutting their fins off and shoving them back in the water for no reason, if Discovery mm-hmm. Channel would take half the amount of money that they put in Submarine and Megalodon, and put half the money in to showing a documentary about this, it could help the cause, but...
But I do
guess
think
submarine's
that,
more important.
Well, you know, the problem is, and this is the problem... Not enough people watch the show when it's not sensationalism because of CJ.
Because of CJ?
What? Wait a minute.
What did you
what
do?
What if we get Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
And kill her. Drop, just kill her live on television.
Butt Week.
Right.
With a shark.
Drop her in. Yeah, drop her into a
Butt Week would
cage.
Be feature Kim Butt Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez. Who else?
Snooki. What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Crap Week.
Don't stick your hand in a crack or you might not get it back.
The problem... Jesus, H. The problem is that there's just... There's not enough people to watch the good program about
tonight.
Sharks.
We drive, we dive in a brown hole.
With it.
The brown hole.
Just stop.
Shark Week.
See what you started, Bill? This is all your fault. Even Jerry the Diver guy's laughing. That's just
I
sad.
Myself.
All right. Crap Week here on Scuba Radio continues next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing it to Ilucha. Oh, yeah. To Inagra, Benetton, to Long Island, all around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me. Come on. To Bimini.
Hey, let me hear you. Yeah, hey, there's, oh my God, there's the Harbor Master right there off the coast of Bimini. I see him, 20-foot long hammerhead shark. I saw that on the Discovery Channel. Yeah, it must be true. Liars! You know, how can you be mad, though, listening to this music in the background, though, right? So when the Harbor Master comes by and takes you out, at least you'll be...
Everybody
grooving. And now I remember, by the way, someone called up and said, Greg, you're thinking, okay, the Harbor Master was what they were calling it in Bimini, and off the coast of South Florida, it was known as Old Hitler.
What?
Now, this is a hammerhead shark, supposedly.
It's 20 foot long, yeah. Fishermen talking about Old Hitler. And they were what they were saying is that this giant hammerhead shark was traversing back and forth between South Florida and Bimini, and was probably the same shark, the Harbor Master and Old Hitler. And there was a bunch.
They're called groupers. Stop it. Nobody say it. Nobody say it.
Yeah.
Goliath grouper. Actually, a big story about Goliath grouper in this month's National Geographic.
Really?
Yep.
Like, well, how big of a story? So big that I didn't see it?
Did you see National Geographic
no.
this month? Did you get
no.
that?
No.
Don't you go to the doctor?
They still make
no.
magazines?
National Geographic's a great magazine.
Yeah,
they have naked women.
I do none of that reading. Yeah, okay, well, what was it? Please inform us.
Actually, it was about the role of the mangrove forests in 10,000 Islands and how they are And then the Goliath came out and ate at
Wake
least
up.
Three
Wake
people.
Up,
what?
Yes,
Whoa.
It was awesome.
Oh.
This thing had to be at least 15 feet long.
Goliathon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because apparently they used the mangroves in Southwest Florida as a nursery. And they lived there for like 5 years before they come out into the open waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, okay. Exciting.
Oh, come on!
No, people. It was good. That's good stuff. No, you're right. You're right. I'm
informative.
Jesus, well, H, I hate each and every
You know,
one
why are we giving
CJ
so much...
CJ is the problem. He is... There is no question.
I love sharks.
Yes.
His IQ just barely hovering above 85.
I like getting in water.
Your IQ is part of the problem.
All right, here's the thing. Why are we giving so much attention to Shark Week on the Discovery Channel?
Like, because it sucks.
Well, here's the thing. You know, typically I'd say, yeah, ignore it. Don't talk about it. You know, don't give them any more publicity. Bad publicity is good publicity, probably from their marketing perspective, from the folks there at Discovery. So, you know, what are you going to do? But the problem is they literally had record ratings for Shark Week this year. So this stuff, like this mockumentary, this fakeumentary they did with Submarine and old, you know, Hitler and the Harbor Master, all the, this, it's only going to get worse unless people
love so-called reality TV, too.
It's all fake.
Yeah, but this isn't reality TV. That's
right.
The thing.
That's what I'm saying. There's
a groundswell of chatter online that is hammering Discovery for this. Now, it'll be interesting to see if this has any impact at all. But I guess, you know, going back to the scientists they're using on Discovery every year, are those guys starting to take a hit?
Like, well, they're not going to go back, are they? They're going to have to. They're going to run out of a pool of scientists.
Well, they you know, money's money. And, you know, I'm sure those guys, I can't imagine that they condone those type of shows up against their real scientific, you know, show about sharks. And, you know, it's weird. I don't condone boycotts, but I'll tell you what, I've never been so close to saying, you know what, I'm not ever going to watch Discovery again. That I mean, period. I mean, it's that far. They've went so far over the line, but I don't know. I don't think that's going to solve it either. I think you've got to put pressure on them from the standpoint of like, come on, guys, cut the sharks some, cut them a little bit of a break. You really got to go that far. Or go to those shark scientists and say, guys, why would you want to be associated with that crap? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying that is the tack you should take, but if you feel as I do, you know, maybe you ought to just put something up online and share your thoughts with others and tell them.
What? You realize you are also a part of the problem.
Right. I'm giving, you know, bad publicity is good publicity.
No, that's not even what I'm talking
about. Where are you going?
What I'm
then?
Talking about is that there's no actual documentary on the Discovery Channel or on the Learning Channel, if they do anything except for Honey Boo Boo now, that gets the type
that's
of rating
TLC,
that,
by the way.
That Sharknado gets.
Yeah, well, Sharknado airs on Sci-Fi, though.
I'm saying that those are the things that people watch, and you promote that garbage.
Yeah, but it, you know, that's just entertainment. I mean, I'm telling you, at this point, they would be better off moving Sharknado to the Discovery Channel for Shark Week next year. That actually would be kind of fun, because people would know it's there as part of the entertainment element of Shark Week. We're going to put it out there, have a big premiere of Sharknado 3. Which is what's going to happen next year. They honestly ought to do that at this point, as opposed to doing
well,
these.
Well, listen, Greg.
Thank you, mentors.
Greg, dogs, you know, dogs can't talk, right? Yet you have no problem with Scooby-Doo.
And, yeah.
So you have no credibility.
Yeah.
Bro.
Where were you when Snoopy is flying his doghouse through the sky?
I was watching every single episode.
Where were you when Garfield the cat was talking? Where were you when the Chipmunks had their blockbuster movies?
All right, now you've went too far.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
You precious sharks.
All right. Well, anyway, no, enough said, I guess, finally. But obviously, it bugs me. And
it is ridiculous.
I know I'm not alone. Let's move on to some other stuff. I got some viewer mail that we have to navigate here before we finish up today's broadcast extravaganza. Hi, Greg. I'm Ryan from Indonesia. Heard the show last week. You were talking to Philip. You mentioned Bali. And I live here, in the capital of Indonesia. And I've been going to Bali almost every year since I was a kid for vacation. It offers lots of variety. And muck diving, current diving, oceanic sunfishes like the Mola Mola. And let me know if you want to visit Bali, because I can hook you up. Or we can dive together for some beers. What do you think?
And you can stay in my bed.
Wait, no, it doesn't say that. Bali is also near Komodo Islands, the home of the Komodo dragons.
Which aren't real.
No, those are real.
Oh, those are real.
Those are real. And they got wild currents and pelagic and all kinds of stuff. So let me know. We'll do it. You know what? I might take you up on that, Ryan. I want to go to Bali. I got to do some yoga first before I think that's. They won't let you into the country unless you at least can do the dog.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
That's it. Okay. That was my yoga stance of the downward dog. I'm preparing for a visit to Bali, because I do believe that is a prerequisite for entering that country, as you must know some form of yoga.
You know yoga's from India, right?
Well, yeah,
not
but this
Bali,
is Bali.
Not Indonesia.
But don't they do the on that whole yoga thing in Bali? It's a big yoga place. Like, there's all kinds of spas.
Also, that's where bowling comes from.
That would make sense, too.
They used to call it bowling, and then we westernized it to bowling.
Welcome to Craft Week, ladies and gentlemen, here on Scuba Radio. All right. Well, Bali is on my list of places to go. I have not been there for sure, and it will happen someday, and maybe it'll be with Ryan. But I am right, aren't I, on that?
Yoga?
Yeah, in Bali.
No.
Are you? No, wait.
There may be Indians that are there who are practitioners, but no, it's not from Indonesia.
Well, I didn't say it was from there, but I was like, you know, all the people I hear that go to Bali, they have some kind of yoga thing going on. So it's like it's part of the whole experience when you go to Bali.
And they have Bali dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Crap wake, yep, indeed. All right, anyway, who knows? We may be right, we may be wrong. Google it for yourself.
Thanks, Billy Joel.
Along with all the crap you see on Shark Week. All right, so another thing, you know, we were dealing with a couple weeks ago, a bug fest. And you know, I did catch some lobsters. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to feast on them tomorrow, finally. I have 3 tails in my refrigerator still. Or freezer. I froze them.
So I was going to say, you might want to freeze those suckers. Yeah. It's been a couple of weeks.
But I don't know if this was the biggest one caught in the area where we were, gang, but it very well could be. In West Palm Beach, a guy named Chris pulled up a 12.6 lobster during midday.
Good Lord. Look at that thing.
That is a monster bug, man.
You could ride it.
He might have. He looks like he's doing something inappropriate with
he
it right now.
He certainly could have looped it. It's huge.
No, that you have to grab those with your body and just wrap them around. They
won't
fit in a lobster box or anything like that. All right, more coming up about Bug Fest and more. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. About the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Sharks with friggin' laser beams attached to their heads. They actually had that on Shark Week when they were talking about the Harbor Master. Dr. Sonny Gruber and his crew in Bimini. Actually, Neil Jr., I think, was on this shoot, by the way, for that show Behind the Scenes. But they were trying to use laser beams to judge the size of the great hammerheads that they were observing in Bimini. And the announcer comes on up next. Dr. Gruber and his crew. Look with sharks with friggin' laser beams. Now, that was kind of cool. I did like at least how the announcer said it. I thought that was kind of funny. But it was kind of dumb what they did with the laser beams. So what are you going to do? Anyway, back to Bugfest. That big monster lobster, a 12.6-pound lobster, that's a monster lobster for sure, was caught during mini season. I think that's the biggest that I've heard. In the area where we were, that's West Palm Beach. I was about an hour north of where we did Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea.
That's got to be a record, right?
No. There's been 14-15-pound lobster caught off the East Coast, yeah. So, but you see how big that is. And I know there's a picture
around. Megalolobster.
Megalobster. Yeah, that's a big boy. That's a big bug. And, you know, but the thing is... There are some pictures floating around on Facebook from Bugfest when we were on Jeff Terode's boat, Captain Cocktail's boat, South Florida Diving Headquarters, when we did the second day of mini season, went out with the folks from Scuba Nation. And after we finished our second dive, we took some pictures with our lobsters. And we took one of the lobsters, and I grabbed one of the lobsters and set it on this girl's head who wanted to get a picture. I said, hey, you got to do the lobster hat picture. That's one of my favorite pictures. But see, I'm always wearing a baseball cap, right? That's just what I do when I'm out and about doing my my diving. Now, the thing is, and I've done this many times before, you know, when someone else wants to get a picture like that, you know, she wants her picture and she says, yeah, that's a great idea. It's like, okay, yeah, just put the lobster on your head. And Jeff comes over like, hey, you want to be careful about that. And we're like, what's the big dealio? We take the lobster off and he takes the lobster. It was a fairly good sized lobster. And he takes his shirt or something and puts it up next to the lobster. And the lobster, actually, when they get to a certain size, they can bite onto your shirt. And it literally hung from him. And just like he's like, if you put that on your head and it bites into your hair, you are going to have a bit of a problem, Missy.
Yeah, guys with hair.
Yeah.
I do not have such problems.
Yeah, Bill and CJ are both in that same category. And
and Greg?
What? Well, I'm wearing a hat all the time, so yeah.
That's not really where I was headed with that, but that's okay.
Yeah, headed. That's funny. There's the picture right there. But see, I'm always wearing a hat, so I never have any concern about that. Now, when you get to a 12-pound lobster, though, the lobster we put on her head was a good size one. I'd say maybe 3 pounds, maybe. This is a 12.6-pound lobster.
That'll be
when
a bad
they are,
hat.
Well, when they're that big,
it's a bad hat, Harry.
They can put a hurting on you. They can bite.
Yeah.
They have like a pincher mouth type of thing. And I've heard these stories that how you catch them, because they won't fit in your lobster hotel. Even if you tickle them out, you have to grab them by hand, and you literally have to bear hug them like this, you know, with them facing you, and carry them to the surface like that. And while they're doing that, they are biting your chest. If you don't have any protection, or even if you have a wetsuit, you know, they can kind of bite it pretty good. And if it's not that thick,
I would punch them right in the mouth.
It wouldn't do much good, because then you would lose them, because you got to hold them close to you.
I'm holding them with my left hand and punching them with my right.
No, it'll take two hands. Because if you give him any room at all to curl his tail up under his body, he will whack the crap out of you, and he is gone. And so you have to hold him as tight as you can to do this. But the downside is you could be bitten by a lobster.
Or urinated on, as I heard they do, you know, urinate from their face.
Well, you swim in
what
that.
What if you held them the other way, like facing out?
That won't be good, because their tail will be flapping all over the place and kicking. And
that's what would happen to me. It would probably just be slapping the crap out of me.
You wouldn't be able to hold on to them. That'd be chances are, unless you were able to hold on to the tail some way. Now, you got to bear hug them with them facing you, but because of that, they can bite you in the chest if you don't have any protection. That is what I have heard. I've never caught a lobster that big.
And I never wear a wetsuit and water that warm, so that'd
exactly.
be a problem.
So just understand what you're dealing with.
Try to explain those marks to your wife when you get back.
How many have you held it?
It's a lobster hooky.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's a lobster
sure.
hickey. I swear, honey.
Sure, a lobster bit you.
What if you held the lobster upside down so you could hold the tail down with your chin? Oh wait, that.
What
would
if
be
you
bad.
Put it in your shorts?
Oh, boy. Well, you
There's
could do that.
There's already melted butter in there. That's how I travel.
Wow.
That'd be salted or unsalted?
It starts out unsalted.
All right, TMI. That's enough of that. All right, here's...
Hey, by the way, before we get completely off the subject, I have to say something that I never, ever thought I would say.
Really?
I mean, we're closing in on 15 years. I've never had to say it. To imagine I have to say it today.
Yeah.
Greg, you were right. Bali is actually home to almost 3 million Hindus, and they are practitioners of yoga.
Well, I'm not going to gloat. But in your face, loser!
Here, have some butter.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd heard this stuff. And I thought, you know, it's like I could be wrong, but that would have been a first. Anyway...
easy with the butter,
hey,
Bill.
Turn my mic back on. Turn my mic back on.
Your mic's on. Your headphones.
Is it on?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can't hear me. That's what it is.
Work the jack. Work it.
Yeah. Okay. And,
God,
brother.
Is that fun?
All right, moving on to more viewer mail. Hey, Greg. Hope you're doing well. Bugfest sounded like a hoot. The broadcast made me want to drive straight down to Lauderdale by the Sea and take the next flight down. Todd and I, it's Susan from our last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Had so much fun last time. We can't make it this time, but we wonder if there'll be any chance that you guys will be able to get such a great group together again. You know what? We did. On our last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, we had an amazing, amazing group. But I got to tell you, you know, they just keep getting better and better, and we got one coming up October 4th in Ceiba again. And I know a few of the people that are already scheduled to be on board, including our friends from Scuba Pro and a couple people from Spare Air are coming on with some of their devices, which by the way, hats off to them. Spare Air got some product placement on Shark Week that was friggin' believable. I mean, it was a totally made up incident that where they got this product placement, but there was a scene where there's three people capsized under a boat at 50 feet underwater, and the rescue diver, and this is after they've been down for like 45 minutes and would have been dead a long time ago, But for some reason, they were still alive and breathing air from under the hull. And he brings spare airs down there to them so they can come out from the boat and try to swim from the boat and escape submarine before, you know, being rescued from the surface. But the spare air bottles were used as their little escape things. I thought that was kind of funny. And the fact that they got such great ratings, I mean, hats off to Spare Air. I mean, they probably had no idea how they were going to use these products in the Discovery Channel Shark Week this year. But, hey, you know, there's another use. And if you ever find yourself in a fake incident of being rescued from a 30-foot non-existent shark, you can use your spare air for that, too.
That's why I got mine.
There you go. Well, okay. Don't make me smack you!
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We've got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down,
got to
get down.
Oh, no.
Emotionally, I've been all over the place this week. You know, the Robin Williams thing was a downer. I was angry about Shark Week. I was actually very excited, though, behind the scenes here on a technical side of things where we work with Scuba Radio. There is a new technology we're experimenting with that we hope to debut on Scuba Radio here in the next couple weeks that will allow us to connect anywhere in the world and make it sound like they are right there with us in the studio. So we will get high fidelity connections with places like Fiji, Grenada, Dominica, the UK, next door. It doesn't matter where you are, we'll be able to be there right there with you and share that experience on the air here. It's quite remarkable technology I'm talking about. And we already have... We're already in the process of setting up some live mics, like at some dive docks there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. We already have a live mic set up at the Gomez Hilton with our buddy Walt DeMartini. You know, and basically, you know, this will just allow us to really capture the entire audience of the session or of the area that we are connecting with, as opposed to just calling them up on the phone. And I will say, Peter from Aquanauts Grenada, you know, when we did a little test this week and we're experimenting with this technology, he goes, wow, this is pretty remarkable, Greg. He goes, you know, if you can connect with all these different places like this, now you won't have to travel anywhere. And I'm like, no!
Well, you have to experience the diving.
Okay, good.
Well, Greg, this technology sounds all well and good.
Yeah.
And everybody can sound like they're in the studio with you. But I bet you they can't tell you what the studio smells like. Your move, Chief.
Smell-o-vision. No. Smell-o-audio. Smell-nado. Nah. Crap week on Scuba Radio continues here, ladies and gentlemen. And anyway, the technology
now,
is...
If we came up with smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
Is it possible that would spell the end of Drunken Santa?
Ooh, good point, Bill.
Because, I mean, we can just barely stand it. It would be a violation of, I'm positive, it would be a violation of health codes.
Well, what will allow, I will tell you this.
You can't kill him because he lives in the hearts of drinkers everywhere.
Well, let me tell you, this technology, actually came out of a necessity of dealing with Drunken Santa because we did not want him in the studio. And we were like, is there any way to connect with him and have him on the air every now and then without allowing him in the studio? This technology will make that magic happen.
I don't think he could set that up, though.
No, we will have it set up outside by him.
For him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there'll be a gutter mic, a Scuba Radio gutter mic that we will have live and available to us. And now he won't have, you know, we'll still be able to capture his drunken ramblings without having to experience.
I wonder if he'll still use his fantastic hands over the microphone technique that he's so famous.
He does eat the mic.
That's a pretty good impression there.
Terrible technique.
Yeah. Well, I can't do anything about that, but I can do something about the smell, which is basically keeping him out of the studio. So, anyway, that is coming. That's very exciting technology. And just so you know, this technology is similar to what TV stations use for satellite links. We do this in radio as well. We never do it on Scuba Radio because it costs too damn much. And but now this technology...
And you have to have it on top of a van that you then drive through a drive-through.
Right. Parked down by a river and people are living in it and stuff. So it's just a big mess. And
you guys went with two completely different directions there, and you didn't even slow down when the other guy started going another way.
We never do.
Awesome.
Never do.
It's okay. Greg can't hear me or himself. Remember, his headphones aren't working.
Your lips move, but I cannot hear what you're saying.
See, he's just talking away.
Anyway.
Don't you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, he doesn't know we've been off the air for 5 minutes.
And by the way, before we sign off, I do got to share a little personal note. I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but Mermaid Lacey has been struck by lightning.
What?
And I am not joking. She is okay. And the good news is that she does have a new nickname now. From this day on out, she will not be known as Mermaid Lacey from the Florida Keys. She will be known as Mermaid Sparky.
She has magical powers, Greg.
She can read our minds. And
that's pretty easy, though.
See dead people, all kinds of... Yeah, you know, that explains why she smacked me right
on. Uh-huh.
Weird. Anyway, no, she's doing well. But she was struck by lightning, which was kind of freaky.
Was she in the water or?
No, she was you know, just doing her thing down there in Key Largo working, and they had a storm come by and she got struck by lightning and was sent to the hospital, whole thing, but she's okay. And we're glad to hear that, and we're even, you know, more happy to know that she now has a pretty cool nickname. All the mermaids have a behind-the-scenes nickname, and most of them we can't share publicly. But this one, Mermaid Sparky, not only does it have our nice ring to it, it has a nice little story that maybe she'll share the, you know, specifics someday as well. But now we know we got our first official Scuba Radio mermaid that has been struck by lightning as far as we know.
Well, now I'm really glad we don't have smell-o-vision, because then it would smell like burnt hair.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there when it happened, so I don't know.
I'm sure she's gotten the stink out by now.
Of the burnt hair.
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, you know, it's good to hear that she's okay.
I still would have went with, like, Mermaid Flash.
Mermaid Flash? What do you mean? Yeah,
from the lightning. Mermaid Flash. Shazam.
Yeah, Sparky's actually from a fire, not from lightning, but that's okay. We're going to let you roll with this.
It wasn't my... It was her... She came up with it. She said they started
She's
calling
delirious.
Her Sparky.
She got struck by lightning, for God's sake.
In the
sake.
Head. Mermaid Volt.
Just stop right now. She can read your thoughts and talk to dead people. We don't want to push our luck with any of that stuff. All right. That'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better...
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.